Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
You see, David, through all of his adversity, how many of you know David had adversity? How many of you know he was anointed three times to be king before it happened? Yeah. It seemed like first time, you think that's going to happen in 6 months. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, no 6 months. Adversity, adversity, adversity. But he said this in Psalm 27. I would have fainted, lost heart, given up, quit, walked away, if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. He said, let me tell you something. Another translation says, what would have become of me if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living? So you have to believe that God has a good plan, and you have to trust in that plan that it's going to work out good even when you don't understand. I'm sure that there were days when David didn't understand, when he couldn't figure out God's plan. I'm sure that Joseph, who went through great adversity, probably had battles in his mind wondering what God was doing with him when it seemed like that what God had spoken over him, that he was a million miles away from it. How is this ever going to happen? God's given many of you dreams and visions of your life. And you look at where you are and where you know God want to take you, and you say, boy, I just ain't going to never get there. How is that going to ever happen? I've thought that about a lot of things in my life. How's this ever going to happen? I wondered if I'd ever pastor this church full time. I'd stand over there in the hospitality room, look out the window and pray, look at that car wash over there, and say, I wonder if I ever pastor this church full time here. Just seemed like it was never going to happen. When God told me that I had a year left on my job at IP, before I was even a pastor, he said, you got one more year there, do a good job. And 6 months later, I was looking at a blank picture. Just like a canvas with no painting on it. Just empty, just nothing. But God brings his word to pass. And if you stay faithful to God and you just keep doing what he tells you to do, you keep on seeking after him, you keep putting your hunger on display, you do the basic things, being in church. I mean, simple things that people discount and say, oh, that ain't worth much. That don't count for much, but little things count big in the eyes of God, because God tests you with the little things and the things that seem insignificant, and how you treat those things lets him know how you're going to do big things. Some people say, let me start off big. You ain't going to start big. God will give you a little bit of assignment, a little assignment, a small assignment in your eyes, maybe in the eyes of other people. And if you're not faithful with it, he say, you know what? I can't give them nothing big. They're not even faithful in the little thing. I just asked them to take the trash out. I can't even give them to take the trash out. Oh, God, I want to preach to thousands. I'm going to preach to 1,000. Oh, Lord. The Lord said, go talk to that little person right down there. Go minister to that person right there. That one person right there. I ain't got time for that. What if they reject me? You think about the rejection of one person? What you think about 1,000 people? Boy, you talk about putting yourself out there. God wants you to stay on the wheel because he's good. You go through the process of letting him train you, because God will develop you, train you to be the person that he wants you to be. And you don't have to ever worry about being late. You don't have to think about starting over. You have to let God be your potter and not somebody else. Don't let others shape and mold you according to their will by putting your trust in them. Now, I know God give us relationships that bless us and that we receive from one another and things like that. But, you know, God is the ultimate source. I'm talking about somebody just take you out of the will of God because they just got something they want you to do. You know, maybe you've been broken. Maybe you're going through a painful experience right now. But if you'll place your life into the loving hands of Jesus, if you'll let Christ be the potter of your life, then I'm going to tell you that he will make a difference in you. He'll cause your attitude, your emotions. He'll just reform your whole life. When you start trusting God, you see things different. When you yield to God and allow God to take out, you know, things that's not pleasing to him, it may be a painful thing if you're letting go some things that you really used to like to do. But you do it for his glory. And I'm going to tell you, nothing that you give up can compare to what you receive. Amen. You're not starting over because of unexpected things that happen. It's never too late for God to work in your life his wonderful plan. Amen. He can make your life so different that the former life will become a distant memory. God can make your life so good that you'll be so glad that you ain't living like you used to live. How many believers can attest to that? Boy, I tell you, I wouldn't go back to who I used to be for nothing in the world. Man, that man dead and gone. And he ain't about to get resurrected. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm in the plan of God. But you got to keep seeking him. You got to keep pursuing God. You got to stay in that word. You got to keep obeying. And then you have to keep listening. You got to listen to what he's telling you to do. Amen. You got to listen. Now, I got a book out there that I'll give anybody that don't have it, called Spending Time with God. We'll give you a starting place on how to fellowship with God, how to spend time with him. Because a major part of spending time with God and staying on the wheel is learning how to listen to what he's speaking to you after you read, after you pray, after you praise and worship. You read the script, you don't just read and say, I did my devotion and gone. You prayed. Soon as you finish praying, up off your knees, gone. You ain't even listen. You need to build listening time into what you're doing. You need to listen to him. You need to say, Lord, is there anything that you want to speak to me? Is there any scripture you want to impress upon me right now? And you listen. And you know, you listen for a few moments there for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. If nothing happened, then you go on with what you got planned for that day. But then stay open all day. God, I'm listening. Because he can tell you where to go, who to talk to, what to do. You can let him order your steps. That's what it means to stay on that wheel, is that you are available to him 24/7 for him to direct you, to instruct you, and even to correct you. You see, God has a good plan for you, but you have to repent of the evil. You have to let go of all that evil stuff and say, God, I just want your will. And you just die. Y'all not starting over. You just refire. Amen. There's a new clothing. He's just clothing you different. Amen. So don't be afraid to take off the old clothes. Amen. And let God put some new clothes on you. Amen. It ain't no shame in that. Amen. Some of y'all feel like you're having to start over. You, you come to an impasse in your life and say, I done messed this life up. I'm going to tell you, I was 21 years old and I knew I had messed my life up. I said, I done messed this life up. This life all messed up. God, I done made a mess of this life. I said, can you do something with me? I was at a place where I had no purpose. I said, Lord, I don't even know why I'm here. I don't got no purpose. I don't know why I'm here. And I was so empty inside that I said, Lord, I can't take 80 or 90 years of this. I can't live old in this state. I said, I just ain't going to do it. I said, so Jesus, if you can do anything with me, change my life today. And I was so serious about it that I told him, I said, if you don't change my life today, then you ain't real. And there ain't no Jesus, and all this ain't nothing but a fairy tale. I said, but Lord, I believe in you. I said, would you take me today? Forgive me. I done messed up. And then the Lord gave me a vision. He said, I'll give you a reason to live. And he gave me a vision with a giant chalkboard, had all my sins written on it. Sin written on top of sin. Wasn't even a clear spot for you to even write another sin. Sin written on top, just white. With my sins, with little bitty spots of green, you know, it's a chalkboard. And I saw him take an eraser about like this right here. And he started erasing that board. And when he finished cleaning the board, he looked at me and he said, see, I have forgiven you all your sins. They're all gone. I don't remember them anymore. And I looked at that board and I saw not a single mark. And something happened in my heart. And I prayed a prayer. And I said, Lord, help me not to mess the board up again. Help me keep it clean. See what happened. The desire for sin left me. I didn't want to do wrong after that. I just wanted to do what's pleasing to him. What did I do that day? That day, I climbed up on the wheel. I put myself there. You know, you had to lay your life down. I laid my life down. I got up on the wheel. And I didn't know I was doing that, but this is what I really did. I got up on the wheel and I say, Lord, make me what I need to be. Amen. Fashion me according to your will. My whole life belonged to you. Then, I'm going to tell you what. You ain't got to be saved 10 years to hear God. Amen. God started cleaning my life up right then. And I got around good people. You got to have good people in your life. Yes. I had Ricky and Robert and whole bunch of Larry Brown guys on fire for Jesus. And boy, I'll tell you, that's all out there. He became our life. And I'm going to tell you, we went through the pain of having God stop some things that we used to enjoy. We died to some stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, the joy that was given in return for what we gave up can't be compared to. I wouldn't go back from. I say, man, I tell people, I burn all the bridges behind me. I ain't no way I'd go back to that. You just go ahead and take me out right now. I ain't going back. I'll never let Jesus go. I love him with all my heart till the day I die. And that's a commitment that you have to make. And when you make that commitment, you climb up on the wheel and you say, okay, Jesus, make me in your image, just like what you want me to be. Hallelujah. I submit to the process of dying and living. You live and you die. You die and you live. You keep living for him. You keep dying on what you want. You keep living for what pleases him. When you do that, then the potter will take all the broken pieces, all that the clay that's been marred, your life that's been marred, and I'll tell you what, he's got a beautiful plan. He knows how to put it back together again. And he's not going to make an old you. The Bible says he made another. He don't make an old you. He make you into a person you ain't never been before. He put things in you you've never had in you. Cause you to walk in a way you've never walked. Make you think different. Amen. Ask God to make you old. Put your life in his hands. Trust him. Let him mold and shape you. And beautify you in what he wants you to be. Glory to God.
Glory to God. You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100.